And now we'd like to...
Mr. Freeberg?
Yes, who are you?
I'm Marianne Feimstra. I'm 10 years old. I've been sitting in the audience.
Yes?
I've been thinking over what you said about how you're doing this because there aren't any more radio programs.
Yes?
Mr. Freeberg, what's a radio program?
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible to hear something else?
It was back in the 1940s, yes.
Back in the olden days?
Yes. There were what we call radio programs, like what we're doing here with actors and live musicians and sound effects men and guest stars.
Oh, you mean like a television program when the picture tube blows out.
Something like that, yes.
What did you look at?
You didn't look at anything. You just listened.
Boy, talk about your radical ideas.
Look, dear, you're just too young to remember, I guess. I'll have someone from the audience explain it. Anybody here remember radio? Anybody? Anybody at all?
I do.
Oh, good. But here's a lady. Here's a lady. Come right up here, madam. Watch your step, dear. Yeah, you do remember radio programs, do you?
Oh, yes, I remember them.
You used to listen to them, did you?
I did as a girl, yes, my goodness, yes.
Well, for the benefit of this young lady, could you tell us what it was like?
Well, it was, no, dear, I'm trying to remember.
Just take your time.
Well, if my memory serves me correct, we'd hurry to get the dishes done, and we'd all sit around the living room listening to the,
Radio,
that's it.
Pardon me, what did you look at while the radio was on?
Oh, we looked at each other. Kinda stared off into space while Inner Sanctum was on. The Whistler, The Shadow.
Huh?
The Weed of Crime Bears Bitter Fruit. Do you know who said that?
Who?
Lamont Cranston, that's who. Compared to him, my dear, James Bond is a fink.
But I still don't know what you used for pictures.
You used your imagination.
Your what?
Look, you could do things on radio, see, that you couldn't possibly do on television. My sound effects man and I will give you a demonstration right now.
Okay.
Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 500-foot mountain of whipped cream to be shoved into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will appear overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the Air Force. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
I see what you mean.
You see, radio was a very special medium because it stretched the imagination.
But doesn't television stretch the imagination?
Up to 21 inches, yeah.
Mr. Freeberg.
Yes?
What did they do with all those radio people? Did they go into a rest home?
No, they went into television, and after about 26 weeks, they went into a rest home. Thanks for being with us.
And now, 21 inches is so tiny.
That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's the theme identifying modern America's man of music, Stan Kenton and his orchestra. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music which is fresh, vigorous, refreshingly different. This is Stan Kenton Concert Encores, and the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting this concert direct from the Blue Note in Chicago. A concert of compositions most requested and applauded at the orchestra's concert appearances and the regular NBC Stan Kenton concert series. We're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas of music in the modern manner, and the next voice you hear will be that of Stan Kenton.
That's wonderful. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for probably 2 or 3 minutes we have been into this thing that we call a concert in miniature, and we might let you know that we are well seated here on the bandstand at the Blue Note, and we've been blowing music, jazz, for about 3 hours now, so we should be warmed up. If we can get the first thing in motion here, we'll chalk up on this Thursday night as the overture, the thing that we simply call Works. The reason it's important is it's a Bill Holman arrangement, and Richie Kamuka plays a saxophone out here for a considerable spell. So, gentlemen, I've got the beat, but I have to give it to you. Here's Works.
Thank you.
The second particular portion, the second spot on the show is when we try to create something with a mood to it. At the moment, the guy that plays the big trombone, the bass trombone here, this is his thing that he's played so much called Yesterday. He's introducing and presenting at the moment George Roberts. Listening to NBC, have a happy feeling, because this thing is a rather contagious. If the thing is, if the beat is set just right, there are a few solos, and this is a thing that we call swing house. Lightly at first. We hope those of you that are listening in will give us just a moment here to explain something to the people here in the Blue Note. I guess you'll notice the gentleman in the trombone section here with the glasses on and the rather odd-looking suit compared to the rest of the orchestra. The rest are wearing their browns this evening, and he's wearing his... What do you call that? I guess you'd call that an Oxford gray. Incidentally, you look less like a musician this evening than I think I've ever seen you. You look like a man that loans money for a living. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like you to meet Bill Russo. Yeah. We've got one of those things going on this evening here in the Blue Note. He'll play in Keith Moon's chair for a while Keith listens. And then, of course, he'll move to another chair while the other gentleman goes out and listens. And then, of course, after a while, why, the orchestra's all going to get off and go out in front and listen while I can't do much by myself. Sal, we'd like to hear this composition that you've numbered 323. However, due to certain radio restrictions and so forth, we have to say that this is your conception of Gone with the Wind. Is that satisfactory? Mr. Salvador, we hope that you feel good because we'd like to have a good job done. Keith, okay, never mind. Vinny, on the nose. Tonight to Chris Connors. Chris, you step over here, please. You know, I am generally most careful about choosing tunes to play here in the Blue Note that we are going to play on the air. You already sang this one in the room, but I'm sure that people won't mind while you do it once for those listening on NBC. The title is There'll Never Be Another You. Chris, I'll create the music, and you see what you can do with the words.
Standing here. to fall another spring, but there will never be another you.
Chris Connor with the Stan Kenton Orchestra as they were live in 1953, April 53, of Concert Encores, Blue Note Chicago. And that was aired on the NBC Radio Network. Here we are on KRVS, the Big Band Swings program at the Avocado Room, high atop the well-built Hotel Biltwell. Another session of the Big Band Swings program is on the air.
Not just big bands. You'll also hear early jazz, ragtime, solo piano, blues, bebop, and pop, plus comedy. It's a cornucopia of sounds on Big Band Swings.
Marion McPartland awaits us down on 52nd Street at the Hickory House, and here's some cuts, some work with Marion McPartland and her trio.
Thank you.
Foggy Day, Marion McPartland. Monarch City, 1953, and there was Marion McPartlin on piano, Vinnie Burke on bass, and Joe Morello drums at the Hickory House, a steakhouse up in New York City. Yeah, give me that steak well done, and give me a bottle of large size of the A1 steak sauce. I want to drown it. Good evening. Welcome to the Big Band Swings program. We don't only play the big bands. We also play the solo trios, piano trios, your bass, your drums, your piano. And also we've got Fats Waller with his piano, and I think he's got a rhythm accompaniment to this song. Or maybe it is just a solo piece.
Lonesome me with no one to love. This moon above, everywhere lovers all around me. Yes, yes, yes. Is it fair that no one has asked? Night and day, I've got charms. Will they waste away? I'll just keep on dreaming, waiting patiently for the one meant for lonesome me. Thank you.
1947, Louis Armstrong and his All-Stars at the Symphony Hall.
Old Ned, wish I was dead. What did I do to be so black and blue? Even the mouse ran from my house. They laugh at you and scorn you too. What did I do to be so black and blue? I'm white inside. That don't help my case. 'Cause I can't hide what is in my face. How would it end? Ain't got a friend. My only sin is in my skin. What did I do to be so black and blue?
We leave Boston Symphony Hall, 1947, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Barney Bigard, Dick Carey, Sid Catlett, Arvel Shaw. Some of the cats on that night's venue. I'm Lee Kleinpeter for KRVS and Big Band Swings.